inside the Legends Club, Blaine's Farm and Fleet present Packers Live! This week's Packer special guest, linebacker Nate Palmer! Ladies and gentlemen, the Rock himself, Larry Vaccaris!
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Packers Live and the start of a new season. And we're going to start it by taking the high road. Normally, when the Packers play the Bears and we have an ode, the ode always ends with, "The Bears still suck." Not this year. We're taking the high road. I've composed an ode entitled "Ode After a Bear Game That Does Not End with the Bears Still Suck." It goes something like this. Tailgating on the lakeshore. All the Bear fans were doing it. I'll admit to a certain pleasure in seeing the Packers ruin it. Aaron was typically Aaron, and Jay wound up being Jay. That killer interception, he threw it right to Clay. Stay with me. So we loaded up the buses. Had no reason to linger. Bear fans crying in their beer, saluting with the swear finger. I tried to do this right, but my plan has run amok. There's just no getting around it. Thank you. That's a long way to go. I don't know if it was worth it. Please say hello to our band, Third and Short. Gentlemen, may I request a drum roll, please? The Packers' next man up philosophy works, and tonight's guest is living proof. Please say hello and give a warm Packers Live welcome to Nate Palmer. Nate, welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me.
Feel pretty good to beat the Bears?
Yeah, it feels pretty good, even though, you know, it's my hometown team, but, you know.
I bet you got over that pretty quick.
Yeah, I got over it on draft day.
Nate, let's talk about the game. And leading off, how about James Jones? Was that a timely acquisition or what?
Yes, it was a very timely acquisition. You know, I had a chance to play with him my rookie year. So, you know, I saw some of the things he was capable of. And to see him, you know, still playing in that prime, you know, in year 9, I think it is for him, you know, it's quite unbelievable. And, you know, my hat's off to him and A-Rod because they still got their chemistry together, which is even more crazy after a 2-year layoff.
Another fella I want to ask you about is one of your defensive teammates, Julius Peppers. And as per usual, he made some difference-making plays against the Bears. But somewhat unusual, he was kind of emotional about it. Did you guys notice that at all?
I didn't notice it until I watched film last night. And when I saw Pep, he made it. He stretched out, took on Martellus Bennett, stretched him out, made a play, and then he did like a little celebrate right there, actually. I was like, oh, Pep celebrating. that's new, but, you know. It's you know, he's a great ball player. You know, it's you know, great to be on his side of the, you know, ball.
You're partnering at inside linebacker against the Bears with Clay Matthews, a very special player, and he turned the game around with a very special play. Now, you work with him every day. Does anything that man does on the football field surprise you?
No, it doesn't. You know, he has a great work ethic, you know, that's from studying, film study, to, you know, his weight room workout, to his off-season regimen. So when he does things like that, you know, when a play happened in a game, I was in coverage myself, and I looked when the ball was thrown, and I saw him just come out of nowhere and pick it. I said, wow, that boy good. and I just think it's, you know, it's a true credit to his off-season, you know, film study, in-season film study, working out, things of that nature. So, you know, he's a great ball player, you know, and, you know, I know he got many more of those type of plays left in him.
Nate, as you mentioned, you're a native Chicagoan, so you're playing in your hometown. And you have switched positions. You're playing inside linebacker. Uh-huh. And very late in the first quarter, all of a sudden Sam Barrington gets hurt, and you go out there, the hometown, the team you watched growing up, and all these things are at work, and in the very first play, you make the tackle. That's pretty cool stuff, Nate Palmer.
Yeah,
well.
Yeah,
and it's Matt Forte.
it was pretty good.
Were you nervous?
No, I wasn't. My nerves was done because I played special teams, so that was done after the first kickoff. So when Sam said, Nate, you got to go, you know, I was just like, okay. And I just went in there and just tried to, you know, just make sure I got the defense lined up and, you know, just did my job. And, you know, most people mess up because they try to, you know, do things outside of their framework, outside of their technique. And I just tried to make sure that, I played within the framework of the defense.
Now, Nate, going in at inside linebacker, did you have the headset on, the communication part of it? Was it your job to translate the defensive signals for the guys and stuff?
Yes, I had the headset.
Was that? That's a big responsibility.
Yeah, it's a big responsibility, but I had it last year, in the last preseason game, and I had it all preseason, and I have it in practice too. So, I mean, it's a big responsibility, especially in the first game, but the coaches have great, you know, trust in me to go out there and get the job done. And my teammates trust me to get the call in and get the call and get the defense set. So, you know, we all work together. If I don't see something right, you know, they'll correct me and things of that nature. And, you know, we'll move forward.
No, Nate, something I noticed, because it was your first extended regular season action at inside linebacker. Mm-hmm. And you seem to have a knack for coverage. And that's tough duty. I mean, linebackers, hey, you got to play the run and so forth. That's always job one. But that coverage stuff, it seems like you just have a knack for it.
It's all about technique, film study, things of that nature. Scotty, my position coach, he just stressed, Matt Forte is a great route runner out the backfield. You know, he just stressed to us, just go up there and make it one-dimensional, you know, take the option route away or take a leverage away and then just break on the ball. So that's pretty much what I was trying to do. And, you know, it worked out for me in the long run.
Well, we're going to take some more looks at your coverage because it's time to go in the huddle. Exciting segment where we dissect a play with the player who made it, who'll be right here. You ready, Nate?
Yeah.
Okay, let's see that play. All right, Nate, and feel free to draw. This stuff costs a lot of money. Okay. My bosses love to see you draw. Here is Nate, I believe, right here, correct?
Yeah, the big guy.
And your job on this play is to do what?
Stop Matt Forte from getting in that zone.
And that would be this guy.
Yeah.
Right? Okay. Let's snap the ball. And you see the route develop. Now, this crossing stuff we're seeing right here, Nate, is that designed to kind of follow you up? Are they trying to mess with your mind there?
It's called a pick route or a pick release. So what Alshon is trying to do, he's trying to make me hesitate right here to stop my feet, to free Forte to run that way. Or Forte is going to hesitate Sam. And he's going to be clear. That's not the perfect line, but he's going to be clear to run that way.
Okay, so this is Matt Forte, one of the best backs in the league, and you got him man-to-man.
Yes, sir.
That's it, man-to-man.
Man-to-man.
Okay, so you don't get distracted by the pick action there. And now here comes that ball, and you probably can sense it.
Yeah.
And you're thinking what?
Punch the pocket, because I wanted to turn my head around and try to intercept it, but – you know, I coach stress to you. When you turn your head around, they're going to get off your body. So I just try to stay on his body, and when he put his hands up, try to punch the pocket or push him out the end zone.
And that is exactly what you do. And we're going to go to a different angle We're going to go to a different angle right here. And here is Nathan Forte. It'll clear up in a second. And watch this, folks. Okay, Forte is going to make the catch 1 foot down. And if it's not for Nate Palmer right here with the shove out, it's 6 points for the Chicago Bears for the bad guy. Yeah. Nate, here's my favorite part. You and the referee are acting in unison right there. Good stuff.
Yeah.
Okay, later on, I'm talking about a knack for coverage. We're going to look at another play here. And once again, hey, you got your old buddy Forte, and you're here. And this is later on in the game, and the Bears, if they score here, it changes the whole complexion, okay? Same situation, you got Forte all over the field, man to man.
Yes, sir.
Okay, and once again, we get that pick action. Is it the same play, you think?
Yeah, it looks like it.
Okay, we've got that action going here, but once again, you cannot get distracted.
Mm-mm.
And one of the most dangerous backs in the league makes the catch, stop! Okay, and at that point, no way in the world Matt Forte's getting in the end zone?
No. I got to stop him because if it's no one there to help me. I mean, we had a safety right here, but if I miss the tackle, it's going to be a second before he get there. Sam's, you know, banking on me making the tackle. So, you know, can't
let me tell you,
down.
Folks, Nate Palmer does not miss the tackle. There we go. Stop and third play. Short. You guys held him out the end zone.
Yes, you did.
Well done, Nate Palmer.
Thank you.
Coming up this week's edition of On Your Autograph, starring Kyle.